Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the Zakat of Fitr. We know that there is a stipulated amount which is imposed on Muslims before they go out to pray for Eid, that is Eid al-Fitr, before they go out to pray that Eid. They must pay this amount. They must then spend this amount on the poor. Now, there are a number of misconceptions which are found regarding the amount, regarding the nature of this fitr, and which needs to be clarified. First of all, it needs to be understood that this fitr itself is a form of zakat, and it is imposed on the head of the family, and he is liable to pay for every non-earning member of the family, whether he is small or whether he is an adult. So he has to pay for that. So this is the first thing that needs to be kept in consideration. Secondly, what needs to be kept in mind is that the philosophy of this Zakat al-Fitr is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that this is basically a compensation for anything which has been left amiss in our fast. For example, some lewd talk or some nonsensical talk that we would have done during Ramadan or during the fast. Similarly, in order to include those deprived in the festivities of Eid, in which they can eat a good meal on Eid day. So this is the reason that this is a mandatory amount which is imposed on the head of the family. And finally, it needs to be understood that the amount of this Zakat al-Fitr has not been fixed as people generally take it to mean. The Prophet has actually stipulated different amounts, and if all the narratives in which he has mentioned these details are collated and evaluated and analyzed, what comes to mind is that actually he has suggested that each person, according to his own status, should give this according to his own status, and it should be equivalent to a day's food or its equivalent in currency. And we know that a person's day-long food is different for different people. So whatever we eat, we should average out that over one day, and that one day food should be given, or its equivalent in currency should be given. And the narratives obviously mention various things in kind, like dates and barley and other things. But if we collate all these narratives, we can easily understand it. What the Prophet meant was that each person, according to his own status, should calculate the food that he averagely consumes in a single day. He should then give that food or its equivalents in currency and spend it on the poor. So these are the three things which must be kept in mind vis-a-vis Zakat al-Fitr. أَقُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ